Pentagon resistance to investigating DU has frustrated not only veterans, but also medical researchers. Dr. Asaf Durakovich, Army Colonel, Professor of Nuclear Medicine, and for years one of the U.S. military's chief experts on radiation poisoning, first discovered the presence of depleted uranium while examining Gulf War veterans in 1991.
I received, very soon after seeing those patients, letters, telephone calls, and personal interviews asking me to stop that investigation. When I confronted the authorities with a statement that I was delegated by the government of the United States of America to take care of the Sikh veterans, they told me that my research will not be supported, and in my best interest and in the interest of my career, I should immediately discontinue that work.
The individuals who have been fired include physicians that are providing direct medical care for Gulf War casualties, specifically DU casualties, and the whole mixture. Scientists that have the responsibility for cleaning up the Gulf War mess. Scientists and engineers that have the responsibility for telling and developing the Army's programs to deal with it. Very simply, they made you your expert when you spoke up after you found out the hazards that fired you.
Colonel Durakovich also ran into problems because his test results couldn't be squared with the Pentagon's line on DU.
You know who is Bernard Rosker? He's spokesman for Pentagon. He is doctor of economy. He doesn't know physics, doesn't know medicine, doesn't know biology. I was Pentagon inside man for 12 years.
If facts are facts, and I can't manufacture negative evidence to please people. They have put up, challenged us to do the science. We accepted that challenge. We do the science. The science is available. It's peer-reviewed. You have scientists on your staff. Give them the material. Take the story where the science is, not where the emotion is.
Yet reading Colonel Daxon's departmental research gives a very different impression. Studies on animals prove that depleted uranium is in fact deposited in bone marrow, brain tissue, kidneys, and testicles, resulting in higher rates of both cancer and genetic mutation.
We know in science that depleted uranium and other uranium isotopes, there are 16 isotopes of uranium, do have the capacity of causing somatic and genetic changes in the human and animal organism. Somatic changes have been demonstrated at the level of the cell, level of macromolecules, DNA and RNA, level of the tissue, level of the organ, level of the entire animal.
Professor Durakovich pursued these experiments at his own expense, and 9 years after the Gulf War, he found excess levels of several DU isotopes in his patients, especially U-236, which generally occurs as a waste product of the nuclear fission process. Here, he presents his results for the first time. It proves that these men were in fact contaminated by DU.
We have evidence that all four of the isotopes of uranium are present in excess in the body fluids and in the body organs of the patients who are being referred to our program.
Their bodies could not eliminate uranium-236, which is unquestionably different from any natural form of uranium. These results immediately call into question 40 years of military industrial research minimizing the effects of depleted uranium.
And I'm only curious what will be the lie after this. What lies can they invent after now?
In late 1998, the Iraqi government, hoping to sway world opinion, sponsored a conference claiming that the real cause of Gulf War syndrome, which also afflicts the local population, was neither vaccines, chemical gases, nor neurotoxins, but exclusively the British and American deployment of depleted uranium weapons.
I have been affected.
When radiation hits, for example, depleted uranium, when it hits the human body, we have inside the body three types of toxic agents moving around inside body, doing the damage to various types of reaction. One of them is DNA, and as we see, as we will see further.
The world media took such claims as propaganda and chose not to repeat them. CNN, for example, which attended the event, issued no report, and the effect on the Western scientific community was nil. From America's veteran community, only Carol Piku attended.
My goal was to seek the information of what was happening to the Iraqi children, the people, the soldiers, and to bring it back to the United States. They didn't take the pyridoxine, they didn't have the anthrax vaccines, and they didn't have the botulinum that I know of. But they were exposed to depleted uranium. This is a colonel that was in a tanker in the war. He lost his thyroid. I lost my thyroid. He has muscle problems. I have muscle problems. He has neurological damage. I have neurological damage. He's the first one that I met that was looked just like me. And here we are together, the colonel, and he has cancer. His brother was diagnosed with cancer. He also, all of them have a form of leukemia and cancer. They were like us. They were no different than my comrades and myself. And they were all sick and dying. It's just a matter of when. Our bodies are slowly dying. It's just a matter of when our time is up.
I have developed masses on my arms where I can't rotate my hands anymore. I have to catheterize myself.
At first it was uncomfortable. But after a day, the Iraqi generals, four Iraqi generals, took me back into the battle zone of where I went originally. And the same tanks that were there in 1991 were still there in 1997. I climbed on those tanks again, and I had a Geiger counter, and we took the alpha rays and the gamma rays, and we did readings to show that these areas were still highly contaminated with depleted uranium. I climbed on those tanks again, and I had a Geiger counter, and we took the alpha rays and the gamma rays, and we did readings to show that these areas were still highly contaminated with depleted uranium.
We have no means to decontaminate the Iraqi environment. Earth, water, even the air have been contaminated by radioactive materials.
Nearly 1.2 million civilians have died since the war, victims of Britain and America's nine-year embargo. Especially vulnerable have been infants and children under five, whose immune systems have withered with a lack of food and medicine. Given the extent of the devastation, epidemiologists will now have a hard time tracing the effects of depleted uranium separately from the many other causes of death and disease.
We have discovered that cancer rates are 10 times what they were before the war.
des enfants qui sont,
a number of children are born with deformations.